Here's a short hop wide of the net. Brad Boyes, just 6 goals in his last 23. To Backes, he scores! David Backes has regained the lead for the Blues. That's officially his 4th of the game. Maybe his 5th if the McDonald goal gets changed. And the Blues have regained the lead. What a game by David Backes.
When your team is clinging to a playoff spot, sometimes you need a player to come up with a career night. Chris Kerber with the call on KMOX 1120, the voice of St. Louis, as David Backes did just that for the Blues. He registered his first career hat trick just 24 seconds after Detroit's Nicklas Lidström had made it a 2-2 game, and then when the Wings tied it at 4, Backes made it a 4-goal night by scoring the game winner. In danger of missing the playoffs in their centennial season, Montreal has rediscovered its winning ways.
Moves to his left, flips it over to Kovalev. He comes up high, whips it down low for Koivu. Back to Markov, shot, scores! Andre Markov! Set up beautifully by the captain, Saku Koivu. 4-0 Canadians!
Rick Moffitt on CJAD in Montreal as Saku Koivu and Alex Kovalev assisted on the Markov goal, and the Canadians posted their 4th win in 5 games, 5-1 over the Islanders. The line of Alex Tanguay, Koivu, and Kovalev is willingly shouldering the load during this playoff push with 27 points over the 5-game stretch, including 12 goals. And while Kovalev had his 4-game goal-scoring streak come to an end, he did have 3 assists in this contest. Washington defenseman Mike Green has joined an exclusive club.
Wrist shot, Mike Green scores! From the right point! Mike Green with traffic out in front. It was tipped past Joey McDonald, and the Capitals have their first lead of this hockey game. Green means go, and the Capitals have jumped out in front. It's 4-3!
Steve Colby on Federal News Radio in Washington with the call of Green's 30th goal of the season. It makes him the 8th defenseman in league annals to score 30 and the first since 1993, when the feat was accomplished by another Caps blue liner, Kevin Hatcher. Phoenix shed itself of a dubious distinction.
They're skating 4-on-3. Doan to the left of the net, in front to Pruka. He scores! Peter Pruka has ended this game as the Coyotes win it in overtime, 6-5 over the Dallas Stars.
Bob Heathouse, the call on Extra Sports 910 in Phoenix, as the Coyotes were the only team in the league without an overtime win this season until Peter Pruka's extra time tally beat Dallas 6-5. Atlanta's Ilya Kovalchuk is making up for a slow start.
Vanek turning along the left wall, up top. Vanek gave it away, Kovalchuk, breakaway, he's in left to right, down the middle, shot, score!
Dan Kamal on WCNN AM 680 The Fan in Atlanta as Kovalchuk's overtime goal put a dent in Buffalo's playoff dreams. Kovalchuk has been on a torrid goal-scoring pace with 20 in his last 21 games and 30 over the last 37. This is the 5th straight season Kovalchuk has scored 40 goals. He's the first player with such a streak since John LeClair did it from 1995 to 2000. San Jose continued its pursuit of the President's Trophy by equaling the franchise record for wins behind the strong netminding of Evgeny Nabokov.
Now Horkov down the left for Edmonton. Cuts back behind the net. Centering feet. Point blank chance for Connolly. That's a great stick save. Hemsky. He's checked by Vesey, but he slips away. Centering pass. Another great save by Nabokov off Connolly. Dobbins giving chase. He's body checked there by Penner. Puck skipped free. It's in front of the net and a point blank chance. Project stopped not once, but twice by Evgeny Nabokov.
Dan Rusinowski, the call on 98.5 KFOX in San Jose as Nabokov backstopped the 2-1 win over Edmonton to become the 6th goalie in NHL history to record back-to-back 40-win seasons. As Columbus pursues a franchise-first playoff spot, Rafi Torres is scoring important goals. In fact, the Jackets are 11-0 when Torres scores. His team-leading 6th game winner came against Nashville in an important 4-point game in the West. George Matthews had the call on the Blue Jackets radio network.
Commodore, he'll play it off the right-wing boards. Can the Jackets get it out? And they do. Here's Mike Pekka. 2-on-1 very quickly. Pekka's in first. Rebound scores! Rafi Torres will give the Jackets their first lead, his 12th of the season and 9th goal in 16 games. Jackets 2, Predators 1.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.